pirates.
Pirates.
So, pirates makes me think of the early summer I spent pirating videotapes and laser discs. I don't know what happened. I went mad. I just couldn't stop. It was like a compulsion. I felt like a Hitchcock character. I was just compulsed to do things, to do these things. To tape every broke-ass Laserdisc I could find. I had, like, you know, my roommate had a Laserdisc, he was moving out soon, so I felt I hadn't done it yet, and I better start. I even tried to bootleg PlayStation discs. It didn't work quite as well. Pirating.
Pirates makes me think of the early summer that I spent as a pirate in the South Pacific, plundering villages and islands and other pirate ships. And it's a good life. You get a good tan. You get some muscle tone, you know. A lot of sodomy. A lot of rampant disease. But decent pay. And, you know, a lot of good stories to tell your friends when you get back and start the new school year. Pirates.
Pirates reminds me of a story that would probably go a lot better before Matt's, because, you know, he took it to absurdity. Now I'm going to take it back to a literal sense and just talk about my teen years pirating video games. Back in the day when, you know, the net wasn't such a big thing. The only the online world was the exclusive domain of pimply-faced teenager boys. And we used to trade beta copies of Doom around to each other. And I just remember the excitement of, you know, a new Doom beta coming up on the Dragon's Horde. And, you know, ooh, is this one going to have sound on it? No, as it turns out, it doesn't have sound. But it does, you know, like the soldiers who blow up. They do so in a new manner. And how little it took to stimulate back then, all the excitement. And it's all over, baby blue. Pirates.
Well, Jeffrey, I must say it's good to see you here. Here's your uniform.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm thrilled to be here.
That's good.
Yeah.
First thing we need to do is work on your vocal inflection.
All
right. Try to talk more like me.
All right. I'm working on it, sir.
Well, that'll come in time.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
All right. Do the kids ever get on your nerves when they're pulling on you? And
yes, they do.
Okay.
You know how I get around that?
How do you
gin?
Gin.
Lots and lots of gin. The little bastards don't bother you when you can't see them.
Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point. Do you keep it stashed on you somewhere? You know, like, is there room inside your big head thing?
Yes,
put
in
on?
Fact, I have a pump system.
Oh.
When I move my legs to walk around and pretend that I am this lovable animated character, it pumps gin directly down my gullet.
So, does that come standard issue?
No, it's something I designed myself. I'm kind of a MacGyver, if you will.
Well, because... Ow! I strained something.
Try not to start too fast.
Yeah.
General Wicklin, how are we going to inform the people of New York that we've just sold their city to Taco Bell?
I believe perhaps we should just say, City of New York, we've just sold your city to Taco Bell.
I don't think they will appreciate the fact that we've sold New York and all its contents, including them, to the conglomerate of Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut.
Listen, Colonel Beautiful Butterfly. I'm calling the shots around here. And I say we tell them.
Okay. As my superior general, then I think that you...
I am your superior general.
You should make the announcement. I'll turn on the microphone.
You know how I feel about public speaking.
I know. Listen, all the people of New York are listening right now.
I can kill you with my bare hands. You know that, do you not?
I'm fully aware.
Right. Well, then, make the announcement.
People of New York!
That wasn't quite what I was looking for.
I think that went well.
Pool boy, come here. Pool boy.
Yeah, what's up?
I think there's a leaf that you missed floating in the pool.
That's not actually a leaf so much as a... You got me, it's a leaf, I'm sorry.
Well, perhaps...
Hey, have you seen my career? I was just in here looking for my career.
Whatever it is, could you clean it out of there? Could you maybe go in there and get wet again?
It's me! Faded Pop Icon Leaf Garrett!
Alright, out of the pool. Out of the pool, Leaf.
Oh. But!
Get out.
Okay.
Now I gotta tally you off.
Rub the Garrett.
Oh, his bald spot is blinding me.
Rub me.
Pool boy, do something about his bald spot.
Alright, put this bandana on and wear it every time you're in the public eye. That way people will think that you still have a mane of red hair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any testosterone? I'd like my voice to change.
Yeah, I've got a couple pills.
Ooh, horse tranquilizers. That's great. I love horse tranquilizers.
There, sir. I did, all your menial chores. Can I have my $20 now?
Poor boy, you've been working so hard. Why don't you come and sit under this umbrella with me?
All right.
Pool boy, would you like some lemonade, pool boy? You are probably dehydrated from your hard work, even though you were in the pool.
Where did that music come up from?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of like the sprinkler system, except it's music. It just comes up. Come on, pool boy, have some lemonade.
All right.
Are you enjoying the lemonade, pool boy?
It's delicious. Oh, I've dropped a cube of ice on my chest, and it's melting.
Oh, poor boy. You'd better get that ice cube up within a minute or so.
So, have you found out what I was talking about with the gin?
Yeah, I'm finding it much more and easy to speak with in the gin.
Yes, gin is a lovely thing.
Oh, it's a flock of tourists. Let's say hi to the flock of flocking tourists.
Sure, let me just run in place for a minute or so.
All right. Oh, hello.
That's Daddy's Children. Medicine.
Yes.
All right, hello, lovely lady. And your kids. Yeah, shut up. Shut up. So, where's your husband today?
He's parking the car.
Parking the car. You know what? My friend over here would like to park his car. Huh?
Yeah, I would like to park my car. Like
yeah,
you
know?
Said.
Why don't you ditch the kids, honey?
I don't have a car. I don't even have a car.
You ever had sweet love made to you by two anthropomorphic manifestations of cartoon characters?
Well, one time in 75, but... Those are crazy years.
Oh, she's totally kinky, dude.
All right, kids, get lost.
So, oh, score, dude. Come on, we're going to take you back by the Ferris wheel.
All right.
Colonel, beautiful butterfly?
Yes, General Wicklin.
Well... I was going to ask if I should nudge you for breakfast tomorrow morning, but I can see by that hungry look in your eyes you're ready for breakfast now, bad boy.
Yes, I am. I would like an omelet with pepper jack cheese and tomatoes, please.
Right. I'll go get it right now.
Thank you.
Cooking in a coma, whoop, I'm gonna get down. Cooking in a coma, whoop, I'm gonna slip down. Here's your omelet.
Thank you.
Pepper jack and tomato.
Right now.
I love to watch you eat. That's all the fulfillment I need. Oh.
Pool boy. Oh, yeah. How are you feeling, pool boy?
A little antsy, a little restless, I gotta admit.
Yeah, how are you? Well, pool boy. I suppose you could, stretch out a little bit.
I know, that's a good point. I forgot to do my stretches this morning. So.
Why don't you do your stretches, pool boy? And then after you do your stretches and you're tired, you could have some more lemonade.
Oh, get the glutes and the delts and the buys.
Oh, the buys.
And the tries.
Oh, I'd like to try.
And the abadabas. And the butt.
Pool boy, there's something I need to talk to you about. Something.
Well.
Yeah.
This is a really fine mess you got into.
This is what I would call a moment of clarity.
Yes.
That if I were in AA, which I'm really not willing to commit myself to because this is just one time. But yeah, we are entirely on top of the Ferris wheel. This thing is off. This thing is not going anywhere.
And we have Mia Farrow passed out naked across our laps.
And our big anthropomorphic character heads are stuck.
I can't get out.
No, I can't either.
Where did Mia Farrow come from? Where did Mia Farrow come from, and where are her adopted children?
Look, just drop the facade. There's no one up here listening to us.
Right. We're in big trouble.
Yeah.
It looks like we may have made sweet love to Mia Farrow.
I don't know about that. I really don't. Maybe we couldn't get out of the costumes. That's the idea. Or maybe various bodily fluids glued the costumes on. I don't know. I don't like to think about it very much at all. If we wave for help to get down from this Ferris wheel, people are just going to discover us with Mia Farrow, and what are we going to do?
Hey, wait. Put your ear up to the speaker here. You know the speakers in the car?
This is Pirate Radio, KSEX, broadcasting live over the airwaves. That's it for tonight, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Well, that explains a lot.
This just in. The entire city of Los Angeles has been sold to Charlie Daniels of Tolono.
Oh, crap. Dun, dun! That actually came together there at the end.
It kind of did.
Ain't out the old radio check.
We just tied in sex and advertising, which I think is pretty funny.
I didn't realize we were going to end. I was going to have pool boy old dirty old man suggest that the pool boy continue his education.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I knew you were going there.
No, we're a team, man. You know I was going there.
The audience
knew I was going there.
Let's get the rock out.
Yes. Thank you very much for listening to What Jail Is Like, the only improvisational comedy radio show, within a long way. Thank you very much to everyone who's pledged, including but not limited to Katie Weiss, Kurt Tuohy, Jason Greenlee, John Doe. The anonymous John Doe. Thank you very much for this is normally first week of Pledge Drive is really rough, really an obnoxious trial to get through. You know, really just no love from the world. Thank you very much to everyone who made that not the case this time out and made it actually not all that bad. And thank you very much to Triple J for his usual virtual volcano of suggestions that flow forth freely throughout the show.
Thanks to Patrick too.
Thanks to Patrick also. Thank you very much for listening. Give us an email, whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Talk about your intent to save up money and pledge for next week's show when it will be the final week of the pledge drive. Please stay tuned to WEFT all week long and think about throwing down your money against the corporate machine for all that is good.
Also, real quick, check out our webpage at go.to. .to, go.to slash jail.
Yeah, lots of original and very fun content there that you haven't heard on the radio station, but is will help fill the void, the yes. ever-increasing growing void. Did I identify us?
I don't know.
No, my name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
And Matt.
We didn't do that.
We will be back here next week. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for pledging. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good night.